Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
This is a life-changing message by the Apostle General Sam Crenshaw Ankara. Stay tuned.
When you turn your eyes to heaven, heaven gives you attention. Quote, Apostle General Sam Crenshaw Ankara, first Sunday of the year, 2025. When you turn your eyes to heaven, heaven gives you attention. Unquote. And obey the word when he is sisterah, or so sunny, ever show, Tronisa. When you turn your eyes to heaven, heaven gives you attention. H.G. Sam Crenshaw Ankara, hashtag H.G. Wisdom. My prayer topics tomorrow will be coming from Matthew chapter 14, 19, Mark chapter 6, verse number 41, and Luke chapter 9, verse number 16. First, Matthew 14, 19.
Matthew humanity, do 9.
Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down, the grass. And then he took five loaves, and two fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude. My sermon is looking up to heaven. That's where the sermon is today. Looking up to heaven. Jesus Christ could only perform the miracle because he had to connect to heaven. How dare you begin a year without looking up to heaven? How dare you go into an interview room without looking up to heaven? How dare you enter into a marriage without looking up to heaven? How dare you travel without looking up to heaven? Miracles and divine visitations come from somewhere. There is a source. And Jesus looking up to heaven.
Yaje kwa Yesu Kristo, tumadia odie nyina no, na ohwe soro. Na na di ewo osoro mu. Adie na wo ya wo fa wo enti osoro so. What's up in nothing? For any serradis so, for any sin as so. Sa u kwajuma, sa u power yet, sa bi bi biara ube yeno, and maure free, da, sa u diwa chain, ebe sisro.
When you turn your eyes to heaven, heaven responds and gives you attention. That's the word of wisdom you have just received. And then as if God was not satisfied, he repeated himself in Mark chapter 6 and verse 41. And then anytime there is a three-fold cord, a Father, Son, Holy Ghost agreement, it means the thing is established and it is important. And then I looked at Mark chapter number, give me the second one in Mark chapter number 6. Mark chapter number 6 and verse number 41. Mark 6, 41. And when he had taken the five loaves and two fish, he looked up to heaven before he blessed, before he broke, and before he gave to the disciples to set them before them. And the two fish and the five loaves were divided amongst them all. He didn't break, he didn't give until he had looked up to heaven.
Asam krona ocha makua. Make humani chase. Afra ofa eye enam no awuro enum ni chichemu num no. O ma so kosro. Na wanya twi wa mo paye no. E paye anzo besa tie no di kan ma so e kosro. No ma so kosro bi ye obo so paye no. Ansa na o che, ne dotuo no ama ndipakuo no.
And then the last one
which looks like a repetition, but it is not. It is a confirmation, because God wants you to look at it and look at it closely. Luke chapter number 9 and verse number 16. Luke chapter number 9 and verse number 16. Luke 9:16. And then he took the five loaves again, five loaves and two fish. All of them are in agreement. None of the gospel writers gave us any distortions or any confusion. Five loaves, two fishes. And tomorrow we are going to go into that. Five loaves, two fishes. Oh my God. Tomorrow, my first prayer topic. 2025. God will disappoint you if you keep looking at normal sources for your breakthroughs. The breakthroughs of 2025 are going to be provided by a small lad carrying five loaves and two fishes. A small lad. 2025. May the Lord give you open eyes and revelation so that you don't miss your miracle visitation.
Amen.
Clap your hands and say,
My Father,
I am ready.
I am ready.
If you are looking for the normal route of miracle, you are lost. Miracles will be coming from unsuspected and unusual. Oh, I said, maybe tomorrow that's going to be the only prayer. We will pray and we will not finish. So I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. This is the first time I'm doing this. Tomorrow, come back, come here empty, and you go empty.
What do you want to know, brother? Pastor Abraham, what's up, Pastor?
Miracles normal. Abnormal miracles, unusual miracles, or miracles untold, miracles that will baffle logic minds and intellectual minds. Am I talking to Royal House in the Oil Dome?
Yes.
Am I talking to Royal House worldwide?
Yeah.
Clap your hands and say, My Father.
My Father.
Oh, you are not serious. Clap your hands and say, My Father.
My Father.
I am ready.
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 Give me.
Give me.
Open heaven.
Open heaven.
My eyes.
My eyes.
Are on heaven.
Are on heaven.
Let heaven.
Let heaven.
Give me.
Give me.
Attention.
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 Scream and say, Attention.
Attention.
Heaven will give you attention.
I receive it.
Did you hear the prayer I prayed before? We are going to experience 24-hour miracles, 48-hour miracles,
we receive
instant
it.
Miracles.
We receive
diabetes
it.
Will vanish.
Jesus.
Tuberculosis will go.
Come on now.
Heart diseases will be healed.
Jesus.
Blindness will be healed.
Yes, Lord.
All kinds of diseases.
Hi.
Poverty will vanish.
Yes.
By the time you finish the unleavened bread and the honey, sweetness will return to your life.
I receive
it. If you are the one I am talking to, run and shout and say, I am the one.
Mama,
I
am the one.
Clap your hands and say, I am the one.
I am the one.
Can I warn you? Can I warn you? Can I warn you, child of God? I am saying, when the provision is coming, it will not come from the house of Herod, nor the house of a king. It will come from a small boy who is hiding over there. It is him that will provide them.
Five
loaves and two fishes. This year, strangers will give you money.
I receive it.
Strange monies will be paid into your account.
I receive it.
Clap your hands and scream,
oh,
yes. Scream and say yes.
Return.
My sons, so strong. The church has been persecuted for centuries and ages. We are still solid. They burnt Bible. More Bibles have been printed. Churches were attacked. We are still strong. Why? Then I discovered anything that is born from heaven has permanency.
Amen.
When a marriage is born from heaven, that marriage doesn't die. When a great is born from heaven, that great glorifies God.
Amen.
When a blessing is born from heaven, then I realized that on the day of Pentecost, there was a sound from heaven, and there was a shaking and a rushing of a mighty wind. And then, as it were, tongues of fire settled upon all of them, and they began to speak in tongues. That was the day of the birth of the church. And there was a sound from heaven, and there was a shaking from heaven, and there were tongues of fire from heaven, and the Spirit came from heaven and birthed the church. That's why we are solid. That's why we are strong. That's why they have never been able to overcome us. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Anything that is born from heaven is forever.
Amen.
Clap your hands, because you are about to give birth from heaven.
I receive it.
You didn't hear me. You are about to receive wisdom from heaven.
I receive it.
You are about to start business from heaven.
I receive it.
You are about... Oh, yeah. God is about to give you a husband from heaven.
We receive it.
A wife from heaven.
We receive it.
You are about to receive pregnancy.
Come on now.
From heaven.
We receive it.
You are about to receive healing.
Come on.
From heaven.
We receive it.
Clap your hands and say heaven.
Heaven.
And the Bible says Jesus looking up to heaven. Looking up to heaven. Before he broke. Before he came. Start 2025 journey with heaven.
Abribia yana mi bisa se. Ade na sori ya ka sori ya ni mu. Ne di baru duwana ya se. Ewe kia sori ya to fom. Na a sori zimi to fom. E che se. E fro sro. Adye bia ra ya ni fri sro di abano. Sa adye ni en china. E no di. Sa wani ya ni fri sro. Ewe china. Sa juma ni fri sro. Ewe china. Sa abrabo ni fri sro. Ewe china.
Preach.
Adye di. Afi we a chasi ya no. Me srao. En vani bia en chasi ya. En fri sro. 2025. Chasi ya en fri sro.
May you receive a miracle from
heaven. I receive it.
Increase that clap offering. I've been looking at Jesus, and what makes him so unique and so powerful and dangerous things Jesus Christ will do. Then I discovered that he did not start his ministry until heaven was opened over his life. Jesus started his ministry with open heavens. John the Baptist was baptizing people. And then Jesus also went to join the queue. And as he joined the queue, everybody was going one after the other. Then, but Jesus was praying. Jesus was doing work of the altar. Jesus was speaking in tongues. Jesus was praying. And then when he got to John the Baptist and they pushed him into the water, he alone, heaven opened. And when the heaven opened, a voice came. And the voice said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." The Bible says, and something like a dove, spirit came like a dove, mightily and bodily, and rested upon Jesus Christ. And then the voice came and confirmed and said, "This is my beloved son." I said, "Hey, so this is Jesus' secret. This is why he was so powerful." Hey, some Kranchankra, I've caught this revelation. I will never begin a year without praying and without asking God for open heavens. I will never begin in a year. Mama Rita and I were struggling. We were poor. We are giving birth to this beautiful girl now sitting over there. And things were tough. Then I said to Mama, Mommy, I said, "Honey, the Lord has spoken to me. Can we do 21 days prayer fasting?" This was 1988. We married in 86. She was born in 87. We have struggled 2 years to feed one child. I didn't know that other food eaters like Papa will be following. I didn't know.
But before Papa came, the Lord has broken the curse. So we were okay. Papa, we watch it, Jollof, watch it, Jollof. Mommy, give me my watch. Teacher says we should bring watch to school. Mommy, hey, Papa, when the teacher says you should bring watch to school, which teacher is this one? Hey! 1988, as only, let's do 21 days prayer and fasting. The 21 days prayer fasting even didn't finish. And the Lord blessed us with our first miracle, a car. A certain diplomat had finished her duty in Ghana and was going and wanted to dispose of her car. And the car was so, because he didn't have duty on it, because diplomats, they don't pay duty and so on and so forth. You know, so cheap. He says, Reverend, how much can you offer for this car? And I was joking. And I just mentioned, he said, come and take it. 21 days didn't finish. By the time we finished, heaven opened over our lives at that point. For the first time, after 21 days, my wife and I, we started eating 3 square meals. Our meals used to be one, and then you have to skip lunch. You can't have 3. How do you call it? 101. Breakfast, no lunch, and then supper. 101. Hey, I curse 101 in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I remove 101 out of your life.
In the name of Jesus.
Now you eat 111.
We receive it.
And if you like, you eat one with dessert. Another one with dessert. Another one with dessert. May you have 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3. Receive it.
We receive it.
Clap your hands and say, my Father.
My Father.
Open heaven.
Open heaven.
And Jesus was looking up to heaven. Then he broke the bread and he gave it to them. Your miracle is connected to the supernatural of heaven.
Amen.
Blessings have a source. Blessings come from somewhere. My winner, my daughter, I pay your school fees. I gave you food. Everything. But I wanted to know that it came from heaven. God only used me as a channel. Are you clapping or you are doing something like clapping? God will have to connect it from heaven before men can give to you. And this year, God will cause certain people never to sleep until they respond to heaven.
Yes.
Your helpers will respond to heaven.
Yes.
You didn't hear me. I said your helpers will respond to heaven.
We receive it.
Christo in India, our good young Pibo. A free 1989, who said, oh, here, and it's a finish at the piano, meaning you're from a tour of Pompeia, 21 days at Giano Baco, a free Samuel, and I'm who said, I did the Mukra as a son, as I said, but Biana is free, and I'm in the Camporo, and that Obita in the car, not Carnivano, not a name who cry, Cana Huadi, and I can't be sure, and said, Sir, and now Baba Sina, Yamia Mamma, the Sassiano. Let me name setting up yet. Now, so let me my papa, let me my papa, and it's an uncle in this car. I got home by telling me. Now, so by way of you, and you must have a beer for years, Miss Snow, and something I say. And that I won't find Bible, won't for sorrow, and Safi, nothing. Or Christony, Wapodia, and in Bible.
Today, your grandpa is very encouraging. Increase it. Luke chapter 3 verse 21. Luke 3:21. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also. So in other words, before the baptism, Jesus looked like everyone else. He was ordinary. He joined the queue. And Jesus also. Nothing special about him when he was going through the water. Nothing special.
Abraham Yesu echo in Surimono. Nabi Bia or say Nabi Bian Sakra what was I don't know.
And Jesus also.
Your body did Sakeke.
Also.
Sakeke.
Ordinary man was also baptized. While he prayed, the heaven was open. 22. And the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, you are my beloved son. In you I am well pleased. When heaven opens, God gives you endorsement. When heaven opens, God gives you affirmation. When heaven opens, God gives you approval. Divine approval. Clap your hands if you are receiving something this morning. Jesus Christ was around Galilee area. Now I was just trying to find out why Jesus was so exclusive. Why he was so different. And what made him different is what I am teaching you. We shall be different and we shall make the difference in 2025.
Amen.
Clap your hands and shout, I receive it.
I receive it.
When the results come, your results will be different from others.
I receive it.
When you marry, your marriage will be different from others.
I receive it.
Don't forget my word of wisdom. When you lift and you set your eyes to heaven, heaven will give you what? Heaven will give you attention.
So when you switch the sura, or through two to no sunny bechel.
Make sure this message goes to everybody. Let everybody hear this one. Mark chapter 7, Jesus Christ was around Galilee. And then they brought a deaf and dumb boy. He couldn't hear, he couldn't speak. Then Jesus took him aside. Then Jesus put his fingers into his ears. And then Jesus spat on his hand. And then the boy was and then Jesus Christ slapped the boy's tongue with his saliva. And then Bible says Jesus looked to heaven, and then some power came from heaven. Then Jesus screamed, Ephata! Ephata! Ephata in Greek means Ephata.
Hallelujah.
You deserve a miracle. What for the miracle?
Yes.
What for the blessing?
Oh my God.
What for the promotion?
Yes.
There's somebody, five people, what for that? What for that? What for that? Prophesy and tell somebody, what for that? Ephata. Ephata. And Jesus screamed, Ephata. 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 When heaven opens, your language changes.
Yes.
You don't speak ordinary language anymore.
Come on.
So get ready. This year, some people are going to hate you.
Yes.
Because they are speaking poverty and you are speaking heavenly language.
Yes.
They are speaking failure and you are speaking success.
Yes.
Your brothers will hate you.
Come on now.
Your friends will hate you.
Come on now.
They will be talking negative and you are talking positive.
I receive it.
Heaven open. And then looking up to heaven, Jesus looking up to heaven, he sighed and said, Ephphatha, that is, be open. The Bible says that hour, the boy's tongue was open. His ears were open. And he began to speak normally. May heaven be open upon you.
I receive it.
May you be connected to heaven.
We receive it.
May heaven's power come upon you.
I receive it.
Tomorrow, this week, 21 days.
Yes.
By the time we finish January, may the Lord make you celebrate December already.
I receive it.
Oh, Pastor Kofi, they didn't hear me. The prophecy came back to me. I'm signing the bag. I said, by the time we finish week of the altar,
come on now,
may you be celebrating the victory of December.
I receive it.
Clap your hands and say, my Father.
My Father.
I receive.
I receive.
Heaven.
Heaven.
My eyes.
My eyes.
I open heaven.
I open heaven.
I am connected.
I connected
to heaven.
To heaven.
I'm connected.
I am connected.
Heaven.
To heaven.
My source.
My source.
Heaven.
Heaven.
My glory.
My glory.
Heaven.
Heaven.
My power.
My power.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Run to the altar.
Run to the altar.
Pray.
Pray. Pray. Pray. No,
I got a victory.
We speak the love of God.
We are connected
in our soul. We are connected.
So you have one in Bosua. Mumu, haven't you done yet? I can't even have any yet. You have some chairs there. Mumu, be you have been calling someone in the star. I saw a single cassette and fatta. Sanyamia wadi mbaoswa, mese, yeme from baby, na mumu, ene bedi adansi ye, edi amao, nyamia nmo nyam, e baoswa, apra wachuja osoro, apra, yes, we go the altar yate.
When I prophesy, clap your hands and scream, I receive it. Who fought the miracle?
I receive it.
You who fought the promotion?
I receive it.
Who fought the say you hear good news?
I receive it.
Who fought the enlargement and increase?
I receive it.
Who fought the husband? Good
I receive
husband.
It.
Good wife.
Ah.
Good husband.
Yes.
A wise husband.
We receive
an
it.
Intelligent husband.
We receive
a
it.
Wise woman.
Yes.
You fought the who fought the
we receive
children
it.
Who will bring you honor.
Ah.
You.
We receive
it.
We receive it.
Be open. And his eyes, his ears, and his tongues were open.
Open.
Because Jesus looked to heaven.
El Fata, Mumu Akasa, Yenaswasi Atiasem, Esansasro, Akasa.
I am shaking on my next point. It's fearful. At dawn, when I was preparing for this service, I froze and I shook. And I said, Lord, don't shut my heaven ever. If your heaven is shut, these are the things which are going to happen. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 13.
Ehobo poye no suro eba meso. Esan se, si yato suru mwa, enye mebe toro, anye mebe ke katre oye.
God speaking. When I shut up heaven, what will be the result? There's no rain. Or I command locusts to devour the land. And when I shut up heaven and I send pestilence among my people. 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. And I'll forgive their sin. And I'll heal their land. I'm interested in verse number 13. When I shut up heaven and there's no rain, you are finished. You are finished.
And so enter. What's here?
This 21 days. Pray. It's a year of grace.
And then you'll be hearing 5-2, 5-2, 5-2. So grace and covenant. Grace and covenant. Don't break covenant for God to shut your heavens. Don't. Don't despise the grace of God. Otherwise your heaven will shut. When heaven is shut and there's no rain, and the locusts invade, and the pestilence, and the sicknesses, and the diseases, when you fall into the wrong side of God, and the wrong side of mercy, and the wrong side of grace, and the wrong side of covenant, I don't know how you are going to survive. I just have no idea. I said, God, please keep my heaven always open. Because when heaven is shut over me, I don't know how I'll finish this building.
My body said, Rade, Tabi have your surumami. It's a two suruma. Me who come if I saw a share. Never yes, that time we. Or don't for say a two suruma. Not in swan, come and what? Wa brabo said the bayer second to Yarie and you how the Kodana and the Bowser and Mompayata sounds through Monto. But that be our son Casamo.
Give me verse 12 and see whether I have something in verse 12. It looks like I'm missing something in verse
12.
Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer. I have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. I have heard your prayer. And because I have heard your prayer, I am going to open the heaven. Because if I shut your heavens, you fight battles you don't want to fight ever in your life.
In this world, you need to say, now you're born by you. It's here by one, and I'm here to throw. Or say, see, you're too strong.
But if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face, the word humility there means fasting actually. If they will humble themselves and put away their food and their stomachs and put away sex and too much television and too much social media, and they will just fast 6 to 6, empty stomach, break your fast with some fruit, there will be 24-hour miracle, 48-hour miracle.
Amen.
The week of the altar will not end. And the Lord will give you your open heaven.
I receive it.
Clap your hands and say, my Father.
My Father.
I receive.
I receive.
The word.
The word.
I receive.
I receive.
The prophecy.
The prophecy.
I receive.
I receive.
The assurance.
The assurance.
I connect.
I connect.
To heaven.
To heaven.
I connect.
I connect.
To divinity.
To divinity.
I connect.
I connect.
To the supernatural.
To the supernatural.
I connect.
I connect.
To the rest.
To the rest.
Of God.
Of God.
I connect.
I connect.
I didn't hear you.
I connect.
I connect.
I connect.
I connect.
I connect.
Connect now.
I connect.
Connect now.
I connect.
Connect now.
I connect.
Open your mouth.
I connect.
Pray.
Pray. Go ahead. Lift your voice. In the name of the Lord for your soul. So connect with the wind.
Connect now.
Connect with the heavens.
Connect now.
Connect with the heavens.
Don't wait for tomorrow.
Open your mouth.
We have started.
We have started.
The week of the altar.
Yes, Lord.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
The prayer topic.
The prayer topic.
I'm giving to you.
I'm giving to you.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Come ready.
Come ready.
Come prepared.
Come prepared.
Come ready.
Come ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
For your miracle,
for your breakthrough,
for your testimony, clap your hands.
My Father.
Are you being fed well this morning? Am I feeding your spirit this morning? Show me a celebration right now. Are you ready for this prophecy? Are you ready with this prophecy? If you are not too sure, don't go and say it, because what you are going to say is a bullet. It's a shocker. Go to 3 people and prophesy and say, when heaven opens over you, your enemies will scatter. Come on, prophesy. Thank you.
prophesy.
Some come through me.
Are you ready for this one? Are you ready for this one? Go to two covenants and say, brother, you haven't even started the week on the altar and your enemies are shaking already. What would your enemies do from tomorrow? Answer the person. Say, they will run away. They will vanish. We haven't even started and they are shaking already. We haven't even started and they are dying already. We haven't started and they are running away already. When we start tomorrow, what will happen to them? Clap your hands and run into your miracle. And every old lady will turn to a young woman. And every old man will have the bones of a young person. Can you jump and shout and shout? Can you warn somebody and say, be very careful? Apostle General is growing younger than you. Tell someone, Apostle General is growing younger than you. Say, be careful.
These last five days,
Mama Rita and I, we have been working. All our sons and our daughters have been coming for covenant prayer blessing. One after the other, group after group, church after church, assembly after assembly, royal house and non-royal house. Oh, amen. Anybody who is tired than me should come and slap me. I told mommy, I said, Oni, Tommy. And I was just coming to make this church a very short one and then go and rest for tonight's meeting. Then suddenly heaven opened over me.
Heaven opened.
Do you know why you are excited this morning? Heaven is opened over you. When heaven opens over you, there is joy. There is a rushing wind. There is a sound from heaven. There is joy from heaven. Come on, celebrate. I'm going to pronounce six blessings. And you have to go and work out the six blessings on your own. Before you come here tomorrow, I'm not going to repeat those blessings. If you like, go and sleep. And let others get the blessing. Genesis chapter 28, verse number 12. Don't sit down. I'm going to pronounce blessing. And you are going to pray the manifestation of those blessings the whole of tomorrow, the whole of the week before you come here. Other speakers will say some of the things that I am saying. Other speakers will come and confirm. Say amen. You can't leave your house and come here and you don't receive nothing. Clap your hands and say, it's an error.
It is an error.
Someone say it's an error.
Somebody
say, I receive my heaven.
I receive my heaven.
I connect to heaven. Jesus couldn't have succeeded but for the connection to heaven. Our church, the church, would never survive but for the birth from heaven.
That's the way. I can't.
You know how many people have cursed us and killed snakes and killed chicken and cursed us and said we won't succeed. We didn't respond to them, We only applied the superior blood of Jesus.
Jesus.
And we connected to our altar. Yes. And here we are. We are expanding, we are growing, we are prospering,
glory,
and we
glory.
Will continue to prosper, yeah. And we will succeed more. Clap your hands and scream, yes.
Yes.
Satan, tomorrow we are gathering again for our week of the altar. You and your agents go and gather against us. The sword of the spirit will scatter you.
Scatter!
We know every year you gather. Go and gather. Our altar will respond.
Amen.
The blood will respond.
Amen.
The unleavened bread will respond.
Amen.
Our talkings will respond.
Amen.
Our prayer will respond.
Amen.
Our faith will respond.
Yes, Lord.
Heaven will respond for
yes.
us.
Yes, yes.
Clap your hands and say yes.
Yes.
I said, clap your hands and say yes.
Yes.
I'm on seven of my thanks for somebody who shared. What is even so? Who bleed? Tell your fifth year, we are no. What do you want to say? No, we are no. Sro, ever Cassadia, my end.
This year, we will not finish our week of the altar, and we shall hear your death one after the other.
Amen.
And we are Anamosa, the Abu Ever.
Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah,
hey, yeah. Our destruction.
Come on now.
We bring the money to this altar.
Yes, Lord.
And we prosper.
Prosper.
In our downfall. And we celebrate the goodness of the Lord in their shame. And we celebrate the power of our God in their nakedness.
Glory.
Did you hear my pronouncement? Did you hear my pronouncement?
Yeah.
We celebrate their downfall.
Yes, Lord.
In our glory.
Amen.
And we celebrate they are shame in our praise.
Amen.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Read with a loud voice. Ready, go. Then he dreamed, Jacob. And behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and each top reached, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending. When your heaven opens, angels will visit you.
I receive it.
Receive angelic visitation.
I receive it.
Receive angelic visitation.
I receive it.
Prayer topic for you, number one. Pray for angelic visitation.
Jesus.
Angelic assistance. When you are driving, when you are sleeping, when you are praying, ask God to bring you angelic help.
Help.
Because heaven is open.
Osudaya, no sober for dear Fristia Fristro. A Bible for the kind, Yanina Swanese. A Pripiana, Ubetuanamono.
I will not be surprised. There are other speakers who may be using the same text. But you do business with it. When you are fasting, don't be fasting and keep yourself hungry. You are connected to heaven and you are praying. And Jesus also was praying and the heaven opened. Verse number 13. So the first one, angelic visitation. Angelic visitation. Verse number 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land which you lie, I will give it to you and your descendants. Amen. When heaven opens, number two, you get possession.
We receive
you
it.
Have possession.
Come on now.
You possess.
I receive
what others have.
Jesus.
You possess what they are contending over with you.
Jesus.
Clap your hands and say, I possess.
I possess.
Say, I possess.
I possess.
Shout and say, I possess.
I possess.
May you possess your inheritance.
I receive it.
When heaven opens, that's angelic visitation number two. When heaven opens, God gives you power to possess. I will give you the land. You possess the land. Verse number 14. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. There are two blessings over there. The first blessing is the blessing of enlargement and increase. And the second blessing is the blessing of generational blessing.
We receive it.
Receive anointing to increase.
I receive it.
May you spread out and enlarge.
I receive it.
May your resources enlarge.
We receive
and your resources increase.
I receive it.
Clap your hands and say, I receive it.
I receive it.
For the second time.
I receive it.
May your business increase.
I receive it.
May your finances increase.
I receive it.
May your wisdom increase.
I receive it.
May everything that you have increase.
Yeah.
And then number four. May you receive generational blessing.
I receive it.
May your children inherit your blessing.
I receive it.
May your children inherit your blessing.
We receive it.
Clap your hands and scream, I receive it.
I receive it.
By open heavens.
By open heavens.
And heaven open upon him. And these are the blessings God pronounced upon Jacob. Blessing number 5. Verse 15. Behold, I am with you, and I'll keep you wherever you go, and I'll bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. There are two blessings over there. I will not leave you. The blessing of protection, security. God will protect you and God will preserve you when heaven opens.
Amen.
Your protection comes from open heavens.
Amen.
Come and pray for open heavens and start the year. So that you and your household and your children will be preserved. I will keep you. And then the last blessing, blessing number 6. Prophecy fulfillment. Prophecy manifestation. And I will not leave you until I have done all the things that I prophesied to you.
Amen.
All the things that I promised you. Every prophecy upon your life will show up.
Amen.
Every promise will manifest.
Manifest.
Every promise will manifest.
Manifest.
Go and key to heaven, angelic assistance, possession of your inheritance, generational blessing, enlargement and increase, prophetic endorsement and fulfillment, and the power of protection. When heaven opens, this is, don't let God shut your heaven. Don't.
All your promises are yes and amen.
Bomba and Yahoo to Swoba. Bomba and Frisro. Bra. Never bomb fire. Let us have Bomba. I am to Swap. Sulka Samoa. Ubanya Bomba. I am to Swap.
Here's my song for you. I will call upon your name. Because I don't want heaven to shut over my life.
Keep my eyes above the waves.
When oceans rise,
so let me all embrace.
I am yours. Lift up your hands. children, come and worship him. Hey, come on, Abba Shandri, Alababa. Abba Shandri, Mikata. You are in the atmosphere of heaven. You are in heaven right now. You are in heaven right now. You are in heaven right now. You are connected to heaven. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now.
Connect with the Apostle General on Twitter at Sam Crunchy, Facebook and Instagram, Sam Crunchy Ankara. Share your prayer request and testimony via info at royalhousechapel.org. Royal House Chapel, touching our generation with the power of God. God richly bless you.
Believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26767 6055, +233 26767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com. Yeah.